What other jobs did you do in those years?
Oh.
You didn't stay on relief the whole time, did you?
Oh, no. I was on and off, you know. If you made a bit of money. I got into the hall there for a while, because I couldn't do the outside work, you see, and I was in the engineer department helping them. And they used to, I was supposed to be strictly on the same basis as other people, you see, but they used to give me an extra check here and now again, you know. I don't think it was legal, but they used to do it, you see.
What do you mean on the same basis as other people? Well, relief people, or?
I was supposed to get the same as if I was working outside,
sorry,
you see.
Ah, for relief. Okay.
But being inside and knowing them, you know, they used to put an extra few days in, you see. Mm-hmm. Nobody kicked anyway. Then finally when they said, well, this is it, Mr. Purden, we can't hire any longer. I've been off about 10 days, and one day the truck came to the door, and the guy jumped out. Oh, he said, forgot, he says, we still have you some money, he said. Give me another 20 bucks, what do I have? We figured it out. I don't believe him, mind you, but anyway, we took the check. They're very, you know, those things happen all the time. Money came from somewhere, from heaven, I don't know where it came from.
But I thought the Burnaby were very, very good, you know, in their relief department, really. Some used to say, oh, they were bad, you know, they were nasty to them. But I think it's the way you yourself, you know, get to people. Because we never found them really that bad, you know. And
so it wasn't too...
It was all right. This year, Dr. Sager used to be the... Medical health officer. Well, there's a fella in there named Mr. Meal, and he was a lovely fellow, you know, and he would give you car tickets, you see, to go, which they could do, you see, if you had to go down to the hospital, you see, you know, out to the outpatients. I was telling you about that clinic,
right.
And then, if the kids had hurt themselves or anything, they'd get an ambulance or something, you see. It was all, well, that was pretty good treatment, right. You know. You couldn't, in my opinion, you couldn't get better treatment than that.
So there was no hospital in Burnaby?
None at all.
So if you needed a hospital, you had to go to the municipal hall first, to the doctor?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You would see Mr. Meal first, and he used to smooth the way, you see. I mean, it was mostly obvious. You know, it wasn't the case going to the doctor, it was obvious. Now, for instance, one day, the boys were playing in the bush. I used to give him an axe, you know, to play with. And he was chopping away, you know, and he chopped his knee here, you see.
Right to the bone.
So, I went to the hall there and said what was wrong. I said the thing was all
open here.
He said, ambulance. So they phoned for the ambulance, and May went down the ambulance with him, and the kid was just tickled pink with his sign was going, you know.
They put it on for him, especially, you know, because he was saying, hold it together. So they said, oh, well, listen, we're going to put the siren on all the way so you can hear it. So that kind of calmed him down a bit.
Then when things were pretty low, they called me into the hall and said, look here, we're going to put a sewer in from 6th Street to Canada Way, which is now Canada Way. Now, we have to bring in the relief people. We haven't got time to figure it out how to bring them in. So they said, if you want to come down and figure it out, here's all your names, and the days they have to use for their relief.
The number of days they
and
could
you
work.
You bring them in so that you don't have any spare hours during the day, you see. So there'll always be somebody working all day long, you see, for the given time, you see. So they hired a guy from the Greater Vancouver Sewerage Board to supervise it, a foreman. And I was the timekeeper. And we put that sewer pipe in, you see, and I was there for several weeks.
Now, where was the sewer pipe?
From 6th Street along 19th Avenue to what is now Canada Way. And I was the timekeeper there, and it was a very nice job. Everyone was happy, they were getting paid, and I was bringing these guys in on time, and they were going on, you know.
When was this, do you know, about?
I think it was about 1930, roughly, let me think now. Could be 34 or 35.
Be before you were at Essendale.
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah. Right. How did they bring the men into work? How did they get there?
On their own steam.
They walked?
They walked. Within the radius of two or three miles, anyway, of that place.
So they took all people from that area?
But they wouldn't bring men in from North Van, naturally. north of Burnaby, no. It was all local stuff, you see.
Okay.
They gave me no names in North Burnaby. No, it was names all around this area, Southern Stoke, you see, up to Burning Lake, you see. But you came on your own steam, you see.
About how many men would have worked on it?
Well, altogether must be, I suppose, 150, 160 altogether, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some wouldn't work anyway, you see, or couldn't, you see.
Yeah.
Well, it was still too far to come to walk. Now, some of the men were old, you know, 65 and 60, you know, they were really physically unable to do it, you see. But they got the little local jobs, you know, keeping the ditches open and cutting down brush by the road, you see, like near their houses, you see. We ran this sewer job there, you see. It was quite a nice job. I enjoyed it very much.
What exactly did you have to do?
Well, I was a timekeeper, you see, and I kept them on the job. And I gave them their time when they quit to go to the hall. It was, you know, they would finish their time and it was okay, you see. And I had a regular time book to keep, you see. And there were different supplies to order for the foreman. And we had regular coffee hours, tea hours for the boys. You know, and a nice communist or community-oriented affair there, you know.
Well, how long did that last?
Several weeks. It was a slow job. It was all handwork.
Right. Was that common? Were there many sewers put in
there? No. The main sewer job was the Steel Creek sewer, or drainage ditch, that ran into Burnett Creek.
Huh.
That was a major job that they used to employ lots of these guys in, but they used to give them rides on the trucks, you see, to get them there. They used to meet at a certain point, you see, and take them into the Steel Creek, wherever they're working, you see, and then bring them back at night, you see. That was a special job that only a man that was physically able to do it could go there, you see.
On the Steel Creek?
And it was a regular he-man's job, you see. I couldn't have worked down there, you see, unless I got a timekeeping job and I didn't want to go there anyway, you see.
Yeah. So, you mentioned before that some of the time you were working for relief. So that was some of the work you did.
Yes, that's right.
What other work did people do for relief then?
Well, it was.
I got the impression that there wasn't that much work going on.
No, but it would be clearing the brush from the roadside.
They give them
open, keeping ditches open, and regrading roads that were getting potholy. There's a thousand things to do.
Yeah.
You see. Then they called me into the hall one. They called me into the hall one day and said that they had one of these big galleon tractors. They've been rusting for years. They're going to give it new life, you see. And they gave me the job of chipping all the paint off and repainting it. Well, I enjoyed that, you see.
Mm-hmm. Most of the work that people were doing, but they were doing it for relief, you see. They were working for their money instead of getting stripped. There wasn't any work, you know what I mean. They just made work for them.
But did people mind doing make work?
No. It was really, in a sense, the maintenance work, mostly. It wasn't really new work, it was maintenance work, actually.
Yeah.